Zeche nishmas dan yel shayna bas yev shua fall. Okay, we are up to question 20 on page 16. Tein divei egros Moshe b'inyan mino isha v'ashkocha ala kashrus. Did you appoint a woman? No. Could you appoint a woman to give hashkacha on kashrus? This is by Baruch Aaron Pupko, related to Avram Levitt. So there's a woman, she's an almana, she's a wife of a Talmud Chacham, and she doesn't have parnasa. And so the question is, her husband had a hechsher. So could she continue the hechsher? And Mamela, she'll have, she'll hire mashkichim. And so is that a problem? So he said the Rambam says in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Melachim Halacha Hey, Kol Mesimus Shem Yisrael, Eim Emanim Bohem El Ish, that all appointments have to be from a man, because the Gemara says in Yevamos that when it talks about the Melech. In the Sifrei, Melech v'lo Malka. So the Rambam learns from there that it's not only a din in Melech, it's a din in all appointments have to be a male. And he says that she's in charge here. So could this be a problem of Srara Banashim, because she has authority. The thing is that he compares it to the Gemara in Kiddushin about that Gerim don't have a din Srara, and even the one who's in charge of the measures you don't appoint from a Ger. He says, what's the difference? Because what's the difference between when you appoint a person as a poel? If you have a business, you could hire a woman to be a secretary. So what's the difference between that and a mashkiach? So the difference is, Rav Moshe says, because the poel is doing the Ratzon HaBaal HaBayis, whereas you hire a worker. So you tell the worker what you need to be done, and they do what you tell them to be done. But a mashgiach is just the opposite. The mashgiach you're hiring to check up on the Baal HaBayis. In other words, and if you see something he doesn't like, he says, how could you be doing this? So that is neged Ratzon HaBaal HaBayis. And srara is when you're saying you're doing something negative Baal HaBayis. You're telling the Baal HaBayis that, hey, this cheese that you've been getting in is not good. So that's what Moshe says you can't have a woman do. Uh, But the Moshe says, but there is the opinion of the Sefer Chinuch that it's only Melech v'lo Malka. It doesn't apply to other areas. And therefore, he says, if it's a big Shas Hadchak, like this lady, this Rebbetzin, she needs Parnasa, so then perhaps we could allow her to continue to get Parnasa. Tzorach Godol, b'shvil chiyus ha'almana, yish lusmuch al ha'cholkim al ha'rambam. He could be somech on the cholkim of the Rambam. That's 21. Tein divrei ha'igros Moshe b'inyan socher poel stam. So, what if you're hiring a worker, hiring a worker that page 16, so you have workers, so are you allowed to discontinue their job, or they say they have a chazaka? Schar pol sheiru schayv is baal mashu kibol vav zu machmas shetzorach lo vada yish lonu lo ma shetzchor lo chol eis sheyil lo hamalacha shetzorach lo pol tu bu di del lo olam kol zman shalom hisnu feish tu rak lo zman kotzer. Whereas he says when you're hiring a pol, you're hiring him for to do the whole job. So you can't tell him now you can't do it anymore. Kolzman sheet start. Means you're hiring him to paint the house. So that means the whole. So it's the whole. So he's considered muchzak. Unless they said explicitly that it's only for as man kotzer, but as long as he needs this service to be done, so he's the, so he has sort of like a chazaka to be the, you know, to paint the house or to do whatever. So, okay, we'll see. That's, but on page 20, on question 22, he discusses firing a rebbe, or firing a poel. He says, page 20, yes. So he says, if you hire a rebbe in the yeshiva, so as long as you have the yeshiva, so he's hired for the whole time. So that's his thing. In other words, once you're hired, you can't be fired. Since he's writing this to Rav Teitz. It's interesting. I had a whole discussion recently with Rav Teitz's son, whether what's the correct name for his father. Is it Mordechai Pinchas or Pinchas Mordechai? It's a whole interesting discussion. So it's interesting that Rav Moshe here writes Mordechai Pinchas, even though for many years we just did a tshuva that Rav Moshe wrote to Rav Baruch Aaron Pupko.
My
uncle. Of course. If somebody's not your uncle, I question their yichus. Rabbi Kalvis' uncle, Rabbi Gedalia Dov Schwartz's uncle. Right? Correct? Okay. Hey, so Rav Moshe, unless the person did something improper, Rav Moshe Shita was you can't fire people unless they did something improper. That's a very and also a Rav in the shul. Rav Moshe Shita was, yeah, on page 22. He says, if you're hired to be a Rav in a shul, even though it says on your Ksav Minoy, it's only 2 years, 3 years, it doesn't matter. So once you are accepted as the Rav in the shul, so then you're Muksuk as the Rav of the shul. And they can only fire you if they have a din Torah that shows that you did something improper. That's not necessarily the way things work today, both by schools and by shuls, as we see in the world around us.
Why?
It doesn't make it right.
Right, it doesn't make it right. Most of it
wasn't that long ago. Yeah. We were talking Shir, I was having difficulty with the Ramah. How does Rav Moshe work with the Ramah? Because Rav Moshe Shita is that let's see the Ramah. What page was that Ramah on?
I think it was in the Swedish.
Which packet was it? Beis? Aleph or Beis?
Aleph,
okay. Is it 7 of this? Let's see if it's in this packet too. What? What page?
Yeah.
Packet 1, page 7? Yeah. He says, Mish shehuksak l'rav b'ir afilu hefzik ba'atma b'ez esrora ein lo rido migduloso avo b'shabon l'shamachai godol menu. Okay. But then he says, "Mokum sheis minig l'kabel ravels man kotsuf." Oh, she minig l'vchor b'misha yirtzu harushus b'yadim. So that was I was trying to understand this. I was discussing this with Rabbi Kelman. I was discussing with Ruby Kobri this morning. That what's the pshat? Because he says, "Mokum sheis minig l'kabel rav as man kotsuf." So then you have to follow the man kotsuf. But what? So what's today? Is it? Is the minhag the mekabel on Zman Kotsav or not?
No.
No. Meaning, what's the minhag?
If you have a job as a teacher as a rav, if they're going to not renew your contract, that's an unusual thing.
Right. Because the minhag is...
The
minhag that he was talking about was what? That they used to have... He used to hire people just for 2 years stints.
A small town will bring in someone for 2 years and then they're in 10 business.
Like what would be considered today like a rabbinic intern. Right, a minhag intern, that is minhag is. But the Rav, the minhag is to hire him. See, even if it's a contract, that doesn't mean anything.
Does it not mean anything, or is it that nowadays when you have...
Oh, I'll show you him. Ramosha says, Af shenoslo ksav mino yukosof shav shurak al meshach eitz hazman, eino klo. He holds him. I'm not saying other people. Did you ever hear Rabbi Felder speak about this?
Yes.
Yeah, let me hear what he said.
He felt strongly like David Moshe that there's no room to consolidate somebody just because the contract is up.
Well, in which context was he talking about?
So I think he has shuvas, I think one or two shuvas in Chelik Aleph Shuvas about Mechantim. And I heard him speak about it in also when it comes to Rabbi.
Yeah, let me hear what he says.
And he felt very strongly that if it's a context, which is nowadays most contexts, that the normal thing is to, after that time's up, you give him a second contract, then that's what you do.
Right. So the fact that you wrote a contract that it's 3 years...
All that means is that at the end of 3 years, you're going to have another conversation about how much he's going to get paid, how long he's going to have, and how much this and that.
Right.
But that's not to do with, he's going to be the rabbi of the shul or not. He's going to be the rabbi of the shul.
Right.
I'm just going to get paid. Okay, that's the kind of time for our conversation, the end of contract.
Yeah.
But, you know, once a guy has... Or look, not that...
And that's within, like... Chazaka, he has a chazaka.
Yeah, he has a chazaka in the position,
and then they can't be retired for the position. So Rav Felder felt the, you know. And the Ramah is talking about, like what I said, like a rabbinic intern. That's the mahus of the position is...
I don't know if the shul that even have a, you know, they even try to hire a regular rabbi with that kind of situation. That's, you know, whatever, the small shuls, they know they don't see themselves as having a rabbi for a long time. It's not someone for 1 year or 2 years and then move down. There's something to think of that. That's what they do. That's what they do. That's not what most shuls do.
Right. So then the question is, once you hire him, but if you don't like, then they have to go to a din Torah, you say.
He's not doing a good job, and they have a regret to do it all Damas basically.
Right.
The next line in Rav Moshe's tshuva is Rav Moshe saying that his experience in America is...
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
that's interesting. He says, Zeh Yoseh Me'abim Shona Lo Ira Af Medina Zusha Menalim Yisalku Basim Rav Amora. Well, he was never in... I don't want to mention names here on the thing, but... like,
I think he's addressing the Rambam. He's saying, don't tell me that there's a minhag here that it's only for a short amount of time, a set amount of time. There's a minhag here. It's not like that.
Which Rambam?
You don't mean the Rambam. You mean the Ramah. The Ramah. The Ramah, you mean.
Yeah.
Right.
Because he's saying that there's no minhag in America.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's why he's saying that
they're
working
against Torah. Right. So the minhag, well, there used to be, like, a person would be hired a couple of, yeah.
I'm not saying it used to be. He's saying his dad is the minhag.
Yeah.
He's saying, I mean, the back here about something in America, I've never seen someone only hired for a set amount of time.
Right. It's interesting where he's seen and with other, you know, okay.
Well,
that's Tufshin. That's a Tufshin Mem.
48,
though. Yeah, with Tufshin Pei. Wow. Yeah. Time flies. Tufshin Pei. I'm holding my Tufshin Pei. I remember when it was Tufshin Mem. It's Tufshin Pei. Deishnas Parnasa. Padus. Who said Padus?
The rifle.
Okay, Padus, Parnas. Yeah. There's a chazaka. Okay, that's 23, 24. Hagdar Segris Moshe Mechil Ben Poel Ben Srara, we explain that Poel is working for the Balabais. Srara is working against the Balabais, so to speak. Like, he's checking up on the Balabais. And that comes from the Rivash, that once you have a position of... Now the question is, I had a discussion with Rav Bleich, that is, what's considered Srara, what's considered... So there's two issues. There's Hazaka of Srara. I made for Thanksgiving this year. I took some of the different shiur and put it together in one new packet. I even put together the Lechem Shlomo that I didn't even show you guys yet. Because the Lechem Shlomo is the one that he said in his cloys that they shouldn't have Hazakas. So... But there, I think Rav Moshe Shapiro was saying, and I think Rav Kober was also saying that's where they were masna mikara. And then Rabbi Black said to me, he's not sure you can make such a Tanai. Who says you may? So here he wrote the Takanos of the... I'll give it to you in a future packet. The Lechem Shloima, this Rabbi Kellerman told me about. The Lechem Shloima, he has 20 Takanos of... I just saw, like he says... he says that... that if you're not married, then you can't daven for the Omer on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Beim Shabbos, beim Yom Tov, beim Chol. And you can't get an Aliyah on Yomim Noraim. He has all these interesting takanas. And he says, Kol Eilo takanas kibalnu aleinu val zareinu val zere zareinu ad olam. Yeah. Right, it's a problem. But he writes here that the Kol Dovid Shem B'Kedusha B'Beis HaMedrash Ein Bo Shum Tainis Chazaka. And he says, "Chaim Binyan Tfilos Birkas HaChodesh, Chaim Binyomim Noroim Binyonei HaTkiyas Kriyas HaTorah Aliyas Chasanim Filu Yichab Nom Ein Bo Shum Tainis Chazaka Yuchol HaGaboim If Shaham Munim Lashanos Emirtsu." He doesn't say that bad about the Rav of the Shul.
Caveat.
He was the Rav of Simla. He was one of the most chashuv Rabbanim in Hungary. Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich. You can look on your phone. Av Bezn Ram the Kalkadosh Sumloy. Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich. Yeah. Because all these cases he's talking about are like certain mitzvah things. But maybe Srara is different. Rav Black feels that Srara means that you can be kofa to do so. Especially, that's what Rav Black would be talking about. You know, what is the, how is the rabbinate today in terms of kviya? Like, are you going to be kofa for someone to do what? To come to your shir? To come to... not clear exactly if there's kfiyah, but it could still be a position of we were talking about you know what the position is. You know, it depends. He said it depends what the rabbanus is, what the different types of rabbanus. But Rav Moshe, I think, understood it to mean regular rav. It's he has a chazaka on his rabbanus. Okay. Then question 25 is the kolbo. What? Oh, so Rav Moshe talks about what if they ran out of money. Rav Moshe talks about it here, the tshuva to Rav Tights. No, not to Rav Tights, to Rav Dov Gansky. He seems to be salak echel me machmash nistkatnu mispar talmidim. But you have yeshiva, now you don't have so many students, so then you have to fire a rebbe. If davka achron mistalik, so who should they fire first? Should they fire the one who was hired? You know, I grew up, you know, the concept of seniority. Seniority means something. In this generation, seniority means nothing. You know, the people who are here longer, they treat in different places like not necessarily with more cover than the people who just hired. So he says, if davka achmer mistalek, oshu shovel l'shar morim, shichum l'hatil goral. Often after lo shaykh lichto v'miktav zeva. Tani brati ayin beiz a tshuva. V'chol nidon yesh lo do biyichot she'efshar ikim minhag v'lachin any kosev b'zeh. He doesn't want to write about it. He has a discussion. Is it the last? So you would think the last one to be high, but it's right. But the way some people do today is people who were there much earlier, they're very easily want to get rid of, and people who are new, well, you know, some people have that mindset. And the kolbo is the same as that Shuvas Ramah that we just saw. And then 26 is the Sears poll we did. 27 is the Rav. We did that already. Okay. So Bez Hashem tomorrow we'll continue with question 28, Bez Hashem. And we'll get on to that. And again, we have the sign-up sheet for the Bechina. I'm going to leave it right here. You can sign up. There are different slots. There's 10:30 to 10:45 slot, 10:45 to 11, 11 to 11:15. There are six things in every slot. It goes from 10:30 to 12. So please sign your name up. And it's right here. Okay, excellent.